This is But You're Wrong. I am Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Bodela.
Keith, are you staying warm?
Actually, I'm staying quite warm. Now, we were asked to do a Boston Blizzard edition.
Can we put, like, new sound effects? Like, hot off the presses.
I'll put it in a sound effect like an old telegraph, which nobody will get.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be like when we made AIM references in the last episode that nobody understood. We'll just do beepity beep 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 beep. Is that smoke alarm?
It's the carbon monoxide. My father's trying to kill himself again in the garage.
Aren't you gonna do something? Nah, I'm already in the will, so I'm good.
Yeah, no.
I checked the first time, so.
Got a hell of a life insurance policy on him.
Well, but that doesn't pay out on suicide, does it?
I don't know, does it?
I don't think it does.
Oh, that wouldn't be good.
I mean, I'm basing this all on TV stuff that I've seen, but I think if you commit suicide, life insurance doesn't pay off.
Oh,
that's why the twist sometimes in, like, Law and Order and shit was that they actually committed suicide and they weren't murdered, but they made it look like a murder so that the life insurance would pay.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, that kind of makes sense, though. You can't just have people taking out, like, a $500,000 life insurance policy and then offing themselves.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, I guess you can't bring them up on fraud charges, but if you could, you would.
Yeah.
Just prop him up in the courtroom and be like, this guy knew what he was doing.
No, with how long it takes for a trial, that would just be a terrible idea.
Just be sitting there as a skeleton.
Just maggots and flies and shit.
Yeah, I guess that wouldn't be good.
Yeah. Anyway, the Blizzard edition.
Oh, the Blizzard, yeah.
Now, let me tell you my harrowing Blizzard story.
I heard it was rough.
Out here in Pittsburgh, we got like a dusting of snow.
Mm-hmm.
Some freezing rain. And today it was in the 60s. So, I mean, it was rough. It was a really rough weekend. Kind of windy.
Oh, yeah?
Kind of windy. At
that
one
wind
point,
can be a killer.
At one point, one of the trash cans got knocked over. It rolled 2 feet. I'm glad I caught it in time.
That's good. You don't want those going in the street and you got cars hitting them. It's terrible.
It was almost pretty bad. But yeah, that's about it. So I'm sure yours was a bit more adventurous.
I mean, it was slightly more adventurous. I won't say, all right, I don't know if adventurous is the word, but maybe a little more eventful.
Yes, eventful. Okay. A little bit more newsworthy. Beepity beep 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 beep. This just in from Quincy, Massachusetts. Greg DiNicola survived the blizzard. We take you now to our local correspondent, Greg DiNicola.
So I'm up here in the Northeast. Anyways,
Somewhere there's a guy yelling at his TV, go inside. Why are you outside in a blizzard?
God, you should have seen the people with, like, the local news, and they had them out by, like, the water and everything, and there's just the waves coming over and the snow beating them in the face. They had one guy on there. You couldn't understand him. Like, he might as well have been talking Chinese. You couldn't understand a word. And, like, hey, Bill, you know, can you please, you know, move closer to the mic? He had the microphone up to his fucking mouth. You couldn't understand the guy. The winds were like 60 miles an hour. Like, and this is on the news. This is, like, newsworthy.
Did they really ask him to move closer to the mic?
Yeah, they were like, could you please talk more closer into the mic? He had it up to his fucking mouth. He wasn't doing anything. Stupid. But anyways, yeah, so it was great because they go on, right? And it's like, we've got our team 7 weather people. They're all out in the storm or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they show a screen, right? And it's got little pictures of every single person in their different spot around town. And it looks like a fucking opening of the Brady Bunch. It's like all these people with just fucking snowsuits on and microphones.
And then there's the one guy that has been there long enough that he's actually just in the weather center, so he's just in front of computers.
Yeah, yeah, and then you get that. No, 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 not only that. They had two weathermen on at the same time, and they were showing different stats and everything. Like, one was talking about, like, the snowfall. Another was talking about the winds, and they were, like, switching off. I'm not even joking. I was like, it takes two weather people to tell me how bad the storm's going to be.
One was the morning guy. One was, like, the 5 o'clock guy. I bet you in both their contracts it says, like, if the storm of the century ever happens, like, we both need to be reporting on it.
The only thing I can think of is that maybe 5 o'clock guy got, like, stuck there. Maybe he couldn't leave. And so 5 o'clock guy teamed up with 9 o'clock guy, and they both just went to town. I don't know.
Well, see, in my experience, or at least out here in Pittsburgh, 5 o'clock guy is sometimes the same guy as 9 o'clock guy or 10 o'clock guy. And then the morning guy is the same one that comes in at like noon and stuff and throughout the day to give you little weather updates. Sometimes he's the 5 o'clock guy too, but not always.
Huh. I feel like up until 5 o'clock, there's 5 o'clock guy. And then when they switch over to 6 o'clock, there's 6 o'clock through 10 o'clock guy.
Mm.
And he's like prime time guy. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's just that's the perception I get over here.
Yeah, I'm basing this, and you might be basing it on it too. I'm basing it on very casual, like extremely casual watching of news besides the morning. Like,
yeah,
I'll get up in the morning and watch the news to find out what's going on and what the weather's going to be. But really, it's casual watching for the rest of the day.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not. I don't watch much news.
Mm.
Especially the local news. I'm just...
Oh, my... The Pittsburgh local news is the worst.
I've watched some of it while I was out there. I
don't...
Loved it.
In the morning, in the really early morning, I don't know what they're doing. I don't... It's two women as the newscasters. And then the weather guy is a...
Is that the black guy?
That's the black guy, Demetrius Ivory.
Yes, Demetrius, I remember that name.
He's awesome. He's really good. Like, he'll tell you the weather, like, straightforward, no bullshit, like, no, he doesn't really try to fit in funny jokes. He occasionally tries to squeeze them in through, like, Twitter and, like, when they're all bantering at the end of the program and stuff, but really, for the most part, he's just like, hey, here's the weather, dress warm. But by the afternoon, you won't need the coats, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But yeah. But occasionally they have the traffic guy. Sometimes he's in a helicopter. Sometimes he's not.
Oh.
And sometimes he's just there. But they also have, especially I guess when he's not in the studio, and he's just this heavy, just, you know, dad type figure. That just, he's just a dad, you know?
Dad's telling you the weather.
And the traffic guy is.
Oh, traffic. Dad's yeah. telling you the traffic.
Yeah, because you know they all dress themselves before they come into work. Like, they don't have a wardrobe department because it's Pittsburgh news.
Mm.
I'm sure they do. They have people doing the makeup because you can't trust that to them.
Especially, yeah, well, especially not a guy.
Well, yeah, and I mean, in HD, you can't really... You need professionals for it. But even sometimes that doesn't work. But they can all dress themselves because the traffic guy, one day, they cut to him and they go, let's check in with, I think his name is Sam Hall. Let's check in with Sam Hall on the traffic. And he's like, I want to apologize for this tie. I've had several people comment on how it doesn't go at all. And it was a hideous tie, but he was like, you know, it doesn't go at all. You know, I dressed in the dark. I didn't want to wake the wife up, and this is what you get. So I'm sorry. I'll do better next time. Anyway,
wow.
And I'm just like, oh my god.
Just a blatant admission that the Pittsburgh News does not have like suits for these guys.
Yeah, and like sometimes like the two anchor ladies will wear the same color, and I know that like no professional place would be like, let's dress them in the same colors.
Right. Right.
But they also have, I think they only have like one on-scene reporter too, and she's only at one place, but they go to her for multiple news stories.
Oh, awesome.
She only says she's out, she's like, I'm outside, you know, the Mount Pleasant police station where this happened. But then they'll be like, oh, there was a fire in downtown Pittsburgh. Let's go to our on-scene reporter, you know. I'm forgetting her fucking name. She always wears a hat, too. Always a fucking hat. But they transfer to her, and she's still outside the Mount Pleasant police station, but she's talking about something that happened, you know, 50 miles away or 20 miles away.
It's that, just, at least they don't film it earlier and then just pretend that it's, you know, the same time.
Yeah, yeah. They also have the one lady who, I guess, she used to be an anchor lady, and then they did that, you know, little shuffle of people around. And now she's I think her title is actually, like, your traffic and breaking news anchor.
Oh.
So when Sam Hall is up in the helicopter talking about, you know, traffic or the lack thereof, she's got the little map with the little green cars moving around. Sometimes they're yellow, sometimes they're red, and sometimes she wants to let you know about an accident. So she does that job. But then when there's breaking news, like the Pope retiring, they're like, oh, hey, let's go to Janelle Hall, our traffic and breaking news anchor. Or correspondent, or whatever the title is. And
it's then like they three cut to her. People there doing five, doing like 20 jobs.
Yeah. They all do their own wardrobe. I'm sure they all get their own coffee. They probably write the thing too. that's why the grammar's terrible, and they say yins a lot in the
yins.
But anyway, so they had two up in Boston. They had two weather guys.
Yeah, it was two weather guys at the same time. It was outrageous. But anyway, so I got out of work. They let us out early. Early was 3 in the afternoon.
That is really early for work.
Yeah, for
the place where we work, that is really early.
For that place, yeah, that is actually quite early. And the reason for that was because the state put a driving ban in effect starting at 4. So
that's right, I heard about that.
Yeah, so after 4, you couldn't drive, or otherwise you were risking a $500 fine and up to a year in jail, which I highly doubt that they would enforce the year in jail, but I wouldn't put it past them to enforce the $500 fine.
Yeah, they probably would.
Which, if I was out of work any later than that and I got caught on the road after 4, I would take the ticket and I would be bringing it to my boss and be like, excuse me, check. Please write me a check for $500.
Yeah.
Like, this is not happening.
Pay this for me.
So it was, you know, it snowed most of the day. Not too bad. It really started sticking probably around like 2-3. And so I went home, grabbed myself some food, and proceeded to get drunk, which is very unlike any Friday. And it started to get interesting probably around like 9 or so, because the lights started flickering and our TV kept going off. It just would turn off. And you could because we're on the third floor, you could feel the building kind of sway. And power went out at like 10:30. So, you know, and I'm already pretty loaded, and I was watching SVU, and I was kind of mad because I was really getting into the story. And I wanted to know if this woman was really raping the kids, or no, she was, but she had like a brain tumor, and I wanted to know if that was the reason why. But I guess it doesn't really matter. I could probably watch it again. But anyways,
it's on one of the channels at least 3 times a day. So
yeah, you're right. Probably fucking TNT probably does the marathon of it.
I think it's also on Netflix Instant. But
I think you're right too.
I've seen a lot of Criminal Intent that way. So,
I never found out if the woman was actually mentally ill or not. And
hang on, I should say I love how you get drunk on a Friday. And there's a blizzard, and you're just like, I'll watch some SVU.
Well, you want to know what happened. The problem was, is that that was the plan. The plan was is that we're having a blizzard, we're just going to get drunk, and whatever happens, happens. And so we were waiting for the Kitchen Nightmares to come on at 8.
What
came on, because I love Kitchen Nightmares, but what happened was that stupid show Touched, or whatever, I like to call it Touched because I think it's about a retarded child.
Touched by an angel?
No, with Kiefer Sutherland, with his son, who's like
non-verbal,
but he's got psychic powers, or I don't know. I'm probably making part of that up, but
no, I think that's actually fairly accurate.
So that comes on, and I'm like, what the fuck? So we're like, all right, fine, we'll figure something out. So we watch like Workaholics or something, which is great, but then so whatever, 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock rolls around. And we're like, okay, we're going to put Dateline on because we love Dateline because we're a bunch of old men. And then there's no Dateline because we have to watch the two weathermen and the Brady Bunch report on the motherfucking blizzard. So we start watching that. And I was like, fuck this. I'm sick of hearing about the blizzard. Whatever. Let's put on SVU. So I started getting hooked on SVU. So, right in the middle of my episode of SVU, the fucking power goes out. I'm like, ugh, whatever. So, there's not much I can really do. So, I ended up just going to bed. So, I wake up in the morning, and I have work. My second job as a cook. So, and I'm supposed to have work at 8 a.m. So, I wake up, and you know me, I never complain that it's cold. I love the cold.
Yeah.
I woke up, I was freezing my ass off. Like, I could see my breath in the apartment.
Yeah.
And so I got up, and I was like, oh, shit. So, you know, Cosmo's got to go out. So I take him out. I can't even get the dog off the porch because there is 30 inches of snow outside.
Wow.
And he doesn't want to go anywhere, which I don't blame him because he would have just sunk in because he's little and I never would have seen him again. So I had him go to the bathroom.
Well, didn't you have him on a leash, though?
I know. Yeah, but I was scared. It's my son.
I know. But I'm just saying you could have pulled him out.
You're probably right. But I would have had to pull him by his neck.
You weren't like fucking Kate at the end of Titanic. You weren't just like, go pee, Cosmo.
I'll never
let go. And then you're just like, oh, well. That's over.
I know, but I'm overprotective of him. So anyways, so I had him pee in a snowdrift on the porch, and I just kicked the snow off the side. I thought it was a good idea.
You know what? It actually is. I'll give you credit for that one.
So I was like, all right, well, I tried calling the restaurant. Probably 10 times, no one answered. And like the night before, I was just getting the auto, oh, thanks for calling, blah, 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 blah. But after the power went out, I wasn't even getting that because obviously that little thing's not working. So I would call up and it would just ring and ring and ring. So now, obviously, my assumption is that it's not open.
Right.
I mean, why would it be? But I'm not the kind of person that's just not going to go. So I was like, I don't want to no call, no show, you know, on the extreme off chance that there's someone over there. So I suit myself up and I go for a walk because I can't drive. So I walk through the blizzard to the restaurant. And
now, hang on. It's probably what, like a quarter mile maybe?
Yeah, let's say quarter of a mile.
Okay.
It's a few blocks.
Because I know what you're talking about, people listening.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, let's say a quarter of a mile. Say it's not far, but it wasn't a good walk. So, yeah, no, I go down there, and, I mean, it's like a bomb went off. Like, there's no one there. There's nothing. There's not a single car. There's a couple plow guys staring at me. But they weren't even fucking plowing. They were just sitting around with their dicks in their hands, just staring. Whatever. They probably, you know, I don't know. Maybe they were jerking off to me. But anyway, so
I love it when Italian guys are bundled up.
Exactly. They like the hair. But anyway, so it was closed. So I go back. And, you know, did the shoveling thing and whatnot. But we still have no power. So eventually another one of our buddies comes over. and we're like, you know what, this is ridiculous. The driving ban was still in effect, but we're like, you know, this is fucking retarded. So we hopped in the car and we went, because apparently there was a couple stores open. So we went to the supermarket and it was odd. It was like you would imagine during like a zombie apocalypse.
Was it like the scene in Zombieland where they go into the supermarket?
A little bit, but there was basically there was hardly any power. They must have been running off a generator. So all the emergency lights were on and there was like flashing like fire lights going off. All the meat and everything was all taken out, so you couldn't get any of that. It must have been in the freezer. They weren't accepting any cards, so you could only pay in cash.
Right.
And there was like there was kind of like just people like grabbing bread and crackers. That was loud.
Yeah, sorry. People are grabbing bread and crackers and
yeah. So what I grabbed a thing of Diet Coke because I wanted to mix it with my whiskey and an Entenmann's fudge cake. And some pizza goldfish.
I really wish you were also buying a pack of condoms, cigarettes, and for some reason tampons.
No. Well, not all that's true. But I mean, I let's say half in the bag. I was half in the bag.
All right.
We all were. And so we went in, we grabbed a few things, like just stupid shit.
Hang on. How much time passed between you realizing that your second job was closed and then you guys going out?
Oh, a few. I mean, I got back to the house probably at 8, and now this is probably about 3 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Because
the way you told the story, you were like, I realized I didn't have work, and then we went out, and we were all having the bag, so. Well,
the reason why I have to say that is because literally I went back. I went home. We shoveled. Right, that's uninteresting. But we went back into the house and literally we sat there. We listened to sports radio for about 5 hours and we sat and drank beer and just that was it. Like nothing happened.
There's nothing to do.
And what were we going to do? So, yeah, we went out, we came back, and then, you know, we were just like, we just got to get drunk. We just got to get hammered drunk. So we did, and we started, it was getting really cold in the apartment again. The sun was started going down, so we just started boiling water just for the steam. Like, I'm not even joking. Like,
Right, because you guys have the gas stove.
We have a gas stove, okay. Right. So we were just boiling big pots of water during the evening, and we were playing Battleship by candlelight, and just drinking moonshine and whiskey and stuff.
What a terrible, terrible game to play!
It was
by candlelight, especially.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, because we couldn't even see the thing, so it was like, G7. I'm like,
I don't think so.
No, hit. That's a hit. It's like we couldn't tell. It was ridiculous.
Wait, did you say moonshine?
Yeah, we're drinking some moonshine.
Like actual moonshine, or?
Yeah, like legal moonshine, but yeah.
Like moonshine that you bought, not like you know somebody that makes it.
Yeah. It was like it's over 100 proof.
Here's the thing. Because I'm out in Pennsylvania, so I'm close enough that some people actually have or talk about actual like moonshine that are made in stills on hills and shit.
Yeah.
I figure there's nobody like that in Massachusetts, especially around Quincy, but
yeah, no. This is moonshine that someone makes in mass quantities and I purchase at a large liquor store. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not really moonshine, but it's of that idea, in that vein, I guess.
Right. Okay.
All in all, it really wasn't that bad. We ended up getting power back probably like 11 o'clock Saturday night. I mean, it could be a lot worse.
It could be a lot worse.
Some people are still without it, so I feel bad for them. Some people I know still don't have power.
When Sandy hit, my parents were without power for, I think, almost like 5 days.
Yeah, that's nuts.
They did pretty well, but it was funny. You're talking about playing like Battleship and stuff, and like my parents don't really play like board games and stuff. So I was like, "What are you guys doing?" And they were like, we're talking until one of us falls asleep, and then the other one just kind of sits there till they fall asleep, and then we get up and do it all over again.
Yeah, see, it sounds terrible. Like I'm lucky because like it was me and Chris. And so, like, at least we had each other.
Yeah.
But,
so like, you guys we were talking. Cuddle and shit. And
yeah. Exactly. And, like, you know, our buddy down the street who we invited over, we're sitting there. We're like, oh, man, you know, at least there's two of us here because otherwise we'd probably be losing our minds. And I was like, oh, poor John's right down the road. He's probably losing his shit because he's all by himself. So I was like, hey, I called him up. I was like, hey, you want to come over? But at least, you know, at least he had cell phones and stuff because we were every so often we would go in the car and just sit there, A, so we would have heat, B, so we could charge up our phones.
Yeah. I actually got my dad for Christmas after the Sandy thing. I got him one of those it's one of those, like, survivalist things that is, like, a radio with like weather alerts built in, and it has a power. It can be powered by a crank or batteries, or you can plug it in, but it also has an outlet to charge cell phones.
Yeah.
Before the blizzard actually hit, they were like, oh, we have it plugged in and I'm charging it up just in case. Cause they lost power a couple times for a few days. Sandy was the latest one, and then there was one time before that they actually lost power for, I think, about 3 days. And I think that was in the summer, so they were okay. I mean, in both cases, they were at least, like, they could get out and, like, walk around a little bit.
Right.
And, like, but you guys were pretty stuck.
Yeah. I mean, losing power is terrible, but, you know, especially, you know, obviously I'm not comparing anything like that to what happened to people at Sandy, but, like, man, being in the snow, not being able to drive, and it being so cold is, oh man, it's brutal. Because Saturday night, like before we got the power back, and we still had no idea when we were going to get it. So we were thinking, you know, we're thinking to ourselves, what are we going to do if we don't get power back? Because the weather, we were looking at the weather and it was supposed to get down to 7 degrees. And like, you know, it was already about 50 degrees in the apartment, and that was like during the day, and it was, I don't know, let's say it was 30 something. So if it got down to 7, we're like, how the hell cold is it going to get in this apartment? And I wasn't even necessarily concerned about myself. It was more so the animals.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this sucks. Like, I really hope we get power back, because if we have to go this whole night with it being like 7 degrees, it could get bad, but luckily we did not have to worry about that.
Yeah. If you guys had decided to just bundle up and sleep in the same room or the same bed, the animals probably would have just come up and slept on the bed with you.
Yeah. And I mean, Cosmo usually sleeps with me anyways.
And they don't, I mean, I know the two animals don't get along that well. They seem to they seem pretty good, but occasionally they'll just be pissed at each other. I think in that case, they would have been like, fuck it. Like, you sleep on that side, I'll sleep on this side. Like, you sleep with your owner, I'll sleep with mine. We're good.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I just wasn't even sure how cold it was going to get. But luckily, we didn't have to find out.
That's good.
But yeah, that was my blizzard experience.
Did you have to go into to work today?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Now, I heard that the roads are still pretty bad.
They're not good. The side roads are really bad. The main roads, like if it was a two-lane road, it's pretty much reduced to just one for now. It still kind of sucks, but, you know, it's not terrible. Like, I can still move around. And luckily, I don't have to go that far. I mean, you know, anything that I need is within half mile of my house, pretty much.
You're pretty well located.
Right.
Because you do have the Stop and Shop within walking distance, too.
Exactly. Yeah. So I can't even imagine, like, being kind of out further out of the city, like, just and having to drive, like, maybe a mile or two or more for, you know, basic shit. That would not be good.
Yeah. Your job, and I don't know if we've even said it before, deals with phone lines.
Yep.
I think it's fair to say. I'm just curious, since I used to deal with it, how much of a pain in the ass was today dealing with people reporting, like, phone lines down and shit? Because I imagine there was a bit of that. Or was it not that bad?
You know what? To be honest, for me, it wasn't that terrible. Typically, my customers and stuff aren't in... I mean, not that they aren't in the Northeast, but I won't say many of them are centered in the Northeast.
And they're not the worst hit areas?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, a lot of my people are centered in, like, if they are in the Northeast or in, like, New York or Philly or something.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as bad. Like, I think I have one customer that's headquartered in Boston.
Like a Cumberland Farms, which is, like, just up there.
No, exactly. Like, yeah, they're all spread out. So, you know. So it wasn't too bad for me. I'm sure it was bad for some people, but mine were okay.
I was thinking about this morning while I was taking a shower for some reason. All of a sudden, I was just like, man, that must really suck for those guys.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I do not envy them. Although, I don't think I had a lot of... when I worked there, I don't think I had a lot of people, a lot of companies focused up in the Northeast either.
Yeah, which I think it's the luck of the draw. I think you either get a ton of people that are, like, right around here in the Northeast, or you just don't. And I just didn't. I feel like almost all my customers are in Texas or California.
Like, centered out there?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they don't have a huge presence.
Right, exactly.
Around there, yeah. Yeah, I think I know I had a lot of companies that were, like, national and pretty all over, but none that were really focused up there enough to be, like, a major headache, where they were like, we have 25 sites down!
Ugh.
And you're like, I literally can't do anything about this, so I will make sure that they know, but it's really not up to me.
Yeah, I'll tell your local phone carrier that you're having trouble.
Yeah. And I'm sure they're working on it, because I'm sure everybody's phone lines are down.
Yeah. But it's just like the power. And we called up, and from what we heard, and I don't know if this is true, but they were basing who was getting repaired the quickest on who was complaining the most.
I could see that.
So we figured that we were going to get brought back up last, which I think was actually true in Quincy, because we are surrounded by a lot of Asian immigrants, most of which do not speak English. So we were like, well, they're probably not calling and complaining because...
Well, do they have up there, do they have a system where they can... You can report an outage without actually talking to somebody?
You can – well, when you do it over the phone, you can do it – like, you don't have to talk to someone, but it is all in English. The only other option is Spanish.
Which is kind of surprising considering the variety of people that live up there.
That's true. But, yeah, I mean, like, some of our neighbors and stuff are – they speak hardly any English.
Yeah, I've met some of your neighbors that don't speak any English.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, you know, just as a general rule, we were thinking, well, there's probably not going to be that many people complaining because they just don't know, or they just, you know, they can't or whatever. So we made sure we called. And we made sure any other people in the neighborhood that we knew called. We're just like, you know, the random white people from America that are just going to be assholes because, unfortunately, our neighbors probably weren't going to.
Yeah, I mean, they would. Yeah, they would probably do it by number, either number of complaints, or I would also say maybe they would do it based on just like wealth of area.
Yeah, well, yeah, like I heard, like one of the places in Quincy that got the their power up first was Squantum, which is a fairly wealthy part of town. And although they probably also complained a lot because they're probably like, man, I don't, my power's out. So they probably came up first, or from what I understand, they came up first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I mean, it would make sense. I mean, because, I mean, people with like that would probably have the most sway in things, or be more likely to have the most sway in things.
Well, yeah, that's definitely true.
I'm, you know, not that I'm saying that you know, you're powerless, but, you know,
well,
your neighborhood probably doesn't have much sway in a whole lot of stuff.
I don't carry that much clout.
Yeah, you are not, yeah. Speaking of Boston, I watched a movie this weekend called Ted.
Oh boy.
Have you seen Ted?
I have not.
Okay, so there's going to be some spoilers for you, but I'm sure you don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's all right.
But for anybody out there listening, I mean, I'm not really going to spoil much based on what I think I'm going to talk about, so don't worry about it. But it's the Seth MacFarlane movie with the talking teddy bear.
And don't forget...
Marky Mark. And I feel like they tried to have Marky Mark, because he was the only one with the Boston accent, to say any AR words.
Oh, yeah.
He was the only one that really had the Boston accent. A couple other people did, but for the most part, all the main characters. Like, his boss didn't have it. Any of the guys that he worked with didn't have it. His girlfriend, the lovely Mila Kunis, did not have it. She was actually supposedly a Pennsylvania girl.
Oh, okay.
She didn't have it, and then Giovanni Ribisi was in it, and he was kind of one of the villains, and he didn't have it. Joel McHale was in it as another kind of bad guy, but he didn't have it either, even though his dad apparently started the company that Mila Kunis worked for, and like he's apparently probably lived there like most of his life, based on the amount of money that just his family seems to have. You would think that he would have just grown up there because his dad has developed this huge company, and
right, he wouldn't have to leave and develop some just generic American accent.
Yeah, but he just had that generic one. So Marky Mark was the only one that had it besides the teddy bear.
Yeah,
and I will say that it's pretty much what you expect, but it was actually a little bit better than I expected. Because I was expecting like a poor man's version of Family Guy with a talking teddy, you know?
Right.
With a talking teddy bear and all that shit. It was better than that. I mean, it's not, if you're expecting a really great movie, but it was generally funny. It was funny like Family Guy originally kind of was too. There was one line I didn't like about it, which is where Ted actually makes a comment about him sounding like Peter Griffin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was like, that's a little
too... That's kind of lame.
That's a little too obvious. But for the rest of it, like, I actually, like, enjoyed it. Like, right away I was laughing because they talked about Christmas Eve and how the Catholic kids then beat up the one Jewish kid in the neighborhood. And the narrator is Patrick Stewart.
Oh, that's awesome.
So Patrick Stewart's doing this whole monologue about how all the Catholic kids beat up the one Jewish kid on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And they're beating him up, and then the kid version of Marky Mark comes out and goes, "Hey, guys, can I play?" And they're all like, "Hey, go back inside. No, screw," you know. And even the Jewish kid, who has a bloody nose at this point, like sits up because he's getting pounded on, and just goes,
Yeah,
go away.
It's kind of funny.
So it's amusing. And there's a lot of good jokes in it. There was one part, though, that I had to tell you about that I was in hysterics on. I mean, I had had a few adult beverages. So yeah. It was even funnier. But it was so out of the blue, I was fucking dying. So Ted ends up moving out of Marky Mark's apartment that he shares with the girlfriend, Mila Kunis. And because they want to start their own life, so Ted moves out and gets a shitty apartment, and he gets a job at a grocery store, little mom and pop kind of grocery store, not like a Shop and Stop or Stop and Shop. So he's working there, and he starts hitting on the new checkout girl.
Right.
Now there's a scene where he's pantomiming like sex, and he's giving like a chocolate bar a blowjob, and then I thought of you at this point, which I should not have said that first. But there's a part where they show him, and it looks like he's just in like a circle jerk, just getting jizzed on.
Yeah.
And they pan out, and it's just a bunch of, and he's just holding two Lubriderm pumps.
the pump.
He's just the Lubriderm pump, and that is always your go-to joke. So I thought, of you
yeah,
that, which was kind of fucked up, but I went with it.
No. That's good. I'm glad you thought of me.
And then she's clearly disturbed, the other checkout girl, by him doing this, as my fiance was by me thinking about you during that.
Yeah, I can see it.
He goes, okay, that's where we'll draw the line. And then they end up getting together, and they go on a double date with Marky Mark and Mila Kunis. And they're sitting at a restaurant, and Mila Kunis goes, so, what was the broad's name? Tammy Lynn is the other checkout girl's name. And she goes, oh, Tammy Lynn, you know, tell us something about yourself. I'm always curious about Ted's girlfriends. And Tammy Lynn is actually the only other one that has the Boston accent.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, what do you mean girlfriends? Are there like a lot of them or something? And she's like, no, you know, I mean, just Ted's so handsome. You know, I just want to know about the girl that can snatch him up. You calling me a fucking whore? And she's like, you just worry about your own snatcher, right? And then a few things go back and forth, and it escalates. And she's like, don't be a fucking snob, all right? And Ted's like pushing her out of the bar restaurant. And she goes, this body gave birth. It can certainly take you on. All right, bitch? And as she leaves, she goes, and you better not show your face in Quincy ever again.
Yes, I knew. I had a feeling that was coming. Because I knew they made fun of Quincy, but I didn't know how.
Oh, my God. I was dying laughing about that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because I was like, oh, my God, she is from Quincy.
Oh. It's just too perfect.
I think that Ted is supposed to move to Quincy.
Oh, really?
Because he lives above like a Chinese restaurant.
That makes sense.
And his neighbors are Chinese, and I don't know. It's supposed to be kind of run down, and I didn't recognize the area though.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. I guess it sounds like they insinuate Quincy.
Yeah, like that's the only call out of Quincy. But I was really happy that she actually said Quincy and not Quincy.
Yeah, that's good. I hate the Quincy.
I mean, if you're gonna make a joke about Quincy, you gotta say Quincy,
right?
If you're just, you know, I mean, like that time I was telling about the post office guy that was like, oh, I gotta go to Quincy, Massachusetts. I mean, he doesn't know better. So, no. You know, forgive him, but if you're going to make a joke about it, you got to say it right.
Exactly. You got to Quinzee.
I literally had to stop the movie while I was laughing about that.
Oh, that's so good. Fucking Quincy.
Like it fits so perfectly.
It really does. Just absolute trash.
But, you know, it was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, at some point I plan on checking it out. I have not been in any rush.
Yeah. You know, if it was like $5 in the, even, you know, probably even if it was like $10, I'd probably pick it up.
Yeah. I'll probably grab it on demand.
Yeah, it's good. It's worth watching. It is a little bothersome how much Marky Mark does, like, the over the top Boston accent when nobody else really does it. And of course, because it's filmed in and around Boston, they have to have a scene in Fenway Park.
Because, I mean, I never noticed the Boston accent on people, but that's just because I'm around people with it. But sometimes if I watch a movie for, you know, a 2-hour movie, and there's people in it that don't have it, then the one person or two people in the movie that do have it, I notice. And even though someone like me shouldn't notice the Boston accent because I have it, I do. So sometimes I think sometimes it's the fact that the other people don't, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think his is actually very good. It's natural. Like a lot of times, like you watch the,
isn't he from Boston?
No.
Or outside of Boston?
Yeah. He is. No, he's from Dorchester. Okay. But the thing is that a lot of these guys go to Hollywood and they're coached to lose it. So when you listen to someone like Ben Affleck, his accent sucks. His Boston accent is terrible. And a lot of people probably don't even realize it that aren't from around here, but it's not right. Yeah. It's because he lost it and then he tries to relearn it. But Marky Mark, I don't think he ever lost it. Marky Mark's is still the same. So it never sounds weird to me.
Yeah, I think he has for the most part kept it. I think he toned it down a little bit, but I don't think he ever lost it. Yeah. But yeah. Like Ben Affleck's isn't that good.
Damon's isn't very good.
I mean, especially when you go from like Good Will Hunting, they still kind of had it because that was before they were trained to lose it. They were doing Good Will Hunting, and like if you compare Ben Affleck's accent in Good Will Hunting to his accent in The Town, oh, his accent in The Town is atrocious.
It's terrible. But yeah, if you like when you watch The Departed and they all are supposed to have Boston accents, but the only ones that's actually normal sounding is Marky Mark.
Yeah. Some of the other ones aren't as bad, but some of them are pretty atrocious.
You know whose isn't even that bad is like Alec Baldwin, and he's not even from Boston.
And Martin Sheen.
Yeah, his isn't bad either.
His is pretty good.
I think theirs is better than Ben Affleck's is in that movie.
You mean Matt Damon?
Yes, I did. Damn it. I said Ben Affleck.
I mean, we're exchanging The Town and The Departed. It's literally one word of difference. So
And it's pretty much the same movie.
Like if you watch his speech in Good Will Hunting about how he's going to put the burger on layaway.
Yeah,
which I love that speech for some reason. It's just like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put this burger right here. I'm gonna put it on layaway. You give me like 20 cents a week, and then when you pay it off, I'll give it to you. Great speech, real simple accent. But then when he does The Town, it's like a little too over the top, I think.
It's forced.
Yeah, it's a little too much.
I hear you.
He's doing too much of the stereotypical Boston accent.
Yeah, no, it's the thing is that if you really listen to the Boston accent, it's like it's said so that all the words are easier to say. No, I don't say easier, like it's easy to do it, but it's easy, like it's lazy almost.
They kind of flow one into each syllable or each letter kind of flows into the other one a little bit more.
It is, and it's because we talk fast typically.
Yeah.
So it just kind of like it flows, and it's we don't pronounce all the syllables.
Yeah.
But the problem is that some of these people who don't have a Boston accent or they lost it and then they try to re-speak it, they don't have that lazy feeling about it. Like they do it, but you can tell they're trying, and that's the worst thing about it. It doesn't sound right unless you're not trying.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause like if people go back and listen to some of the shows, and I can't point to any specific example, this will probably be one of them since we're talking about it so much, but there are times where, because I spent a few years up there and because I'm talking to you, I've caught myself listening back on it a couple times where I will do the AR sound in a Boston accent instead of like, you know, a more normal accent, right, you know, kind of generic accent.
Yeah. Once in a while I catch you doing it.
Yeah. And it's not, I mean, it's just because I spend so much time around it because I'm talking to you, like I'll just kind of slip into it. If I were to like try and do a Boston accent and be like, okay, I got to do a Boston accent, it would be the way over the top.
Yeah. And I've heard you like try to do the, I've heard you try to do an impression of me. And it's always kind of like you can, you know, it's funny, but it's always like it's always forced.
Well, yeah, usually when I'm doing an impression of you, like I'm purposely doing it over the top a little bit.
Yeah, that's probably true, too.
But if somebody said like, hey, say this in a Boston accent, as opposed to if I had to say it when I was just talking to you right now, it would sound talking to you right now, it would sound more authentic than if I just on the spot was like, oh, I got to say this.
Right, right.
Like Harvard's a good example.
Yeah, do it.
see, now I'm thinking about it. So I'm going to overdo it and I'm going to say like have it.
Yeah, like, see.
A little too much.
The A's too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I just say have it. Yeah. It's a little bit shorter when I just say have it and I'm talking to you.
Yeah,
if I have to think about it, then I'm like have. No, see that's no.
You change it. You got to change it into like one syllable.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not Harvard. It's just Harvard.
Have it.
Yeah, it is really changing two syllables into one.
It is. It really changes the word completely.
Yeah. But yeah, a lot of people just. They overthink it.
One of my little cousins in Texas, his favorite thing for me to say when I get down there is he's real young, so we'll go out and we'll play catch or whatever, or just like throwing a ball around. And if I say, get over here, I'll get over here. And like, I remember the first time I said it to him, he's like, what? He's a real little kid. I'm like, get over here. And he's like, he literally could not understand what I was saying. And I was like, so I go, get over here. And he's like, oh, okay.
And to you, it sounds like you're trying to like make contact with the tribe for the first time. And you're like, get over here. And you're making hand gestures and shit. But
yeah.
To him, you're actually talking normal now.
Right, and so after, like, I would say that he runs into the house to my cousin, who's his mom, and he's like, hey, Ma, look, I'm from Boston. Get over here! And so he must have said it 50 times.
But yeah, it's all kind of one word when you actually say it.
Right, get over here.
Get over here. And he's like, get over here.
Yeah, no, and he still does it like crazy amount of words, but
That's why, crazy amount of words.
I mean, three words as opposed to one word.
He says like four one syllable words.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, God forbid you try to do that.
Like I don't have the strength for it.
No, get over here.
That's why I don't like the Hopper commercials.
Oh, the Hopper?
Yeah, the Hopper.
Yeah,
you know, it's the Hopper from Dish. So we can all watch one whatever we want, whenever we want.
Yeah,
Isn't it amazing?
It's a bit forced.
And I'm just like, you are talking way too slow.
I know. That's the thing. It's like, it's fast. People do that and they try to, like, they do it out like that. Like, they sound it out. And I'm like, it's not like that. It's supposed to be real fast.
Yeah, and like some people don't even talk that fast. when they, I mean, when they say it, but it's all about kind of like condensing everything into less syllables, really.
Right, right.
I think is the key to it. So
yeah, that's the number one factor, I guess.
Less syllables equals more fun.
It's fine by me.
Took the Six Flag commercials, except in reverse. Less syllables, more fun. I haven't seen one of those commercials. I think they got rid of him. Did he just die, or was he just a young guy in makeup?
No, it was actually a young woman in makeup.
Really?
That, from what I understand.
What do you mean, from what you understand?
I mean, that's what I was told.
I know a guy, all right? He says it was a young woman in makeup.
That's what he said. I don't take that as the word of God, but, you know, there might be a little bit of truth to it.
Hmm. He also said, I can't think of a punchline. Shit. Fuck it. You know, they're making a movie about Whitey Bulger, while we're on the topic of Boston and organized crime.
I'm surprised it took so long.
And Johnny Depp is apparently playing Whitey Bulger.
Are you serious?
I am quite serious.
Oh, that sounds so terrible. I can't. No, I can't even get into it. It sounds terrible.
You're just like, I'm done. I'm done.
That's it. I've had enough.
Yeah, why not get Marky Mark to do it?
Right? Just get Marky Mark to play Whitey Bulger, and it'd be fine. It would seem at least a little natural. I don't know.
I mean, he would have the accent.
Right, he'd already have the accent. I'm sure he already has the Sox cap to wear.
I'm sure.
Because that's the classic pictures you see Whitey. He's hanging out by Castle Island in South Boston with his Sox cap on, just like sitting on a bench.
Shit, I could play Whitey Bulger then if all I need is a Sox cap. I'm just right? Hanging out.
Same here, obviously.
It'd
be weird if I didn't have any Sox caps.
That would be really weird.
That'd be odd.
You're like, all I got is a line of Braves hats for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have to watch more of it, but at some point we'll have to talk about the Southie reality show.
Oh, I haven't watched any of it, and I don't know if I can.
I literally saw 5 minutes of it. And I think this is another reason why people do the over-the-top Boston accent, is because they all take it from Southie, which has the really strong one.
Yeah.
Because you watch them, and they really, some of them really got it to the point where they have to do subtitles.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
But I literally watched just a few minutes of it, and this guy and this girl were out on a date for their anniversary. And it was like, hey, you from Southie? You don't like the meal you're having? You go in the back, you see who you know at the restaurant. And he just walks into the back of the restaurant, finds a guy that he knows, and he's like, hey, you think it's cool if we, order a pizza or something? And they order a pizza, and then they just, like, eat it in the back of the restaurant, like in the kitchen.
Huh.
Which I think is weird, and I'm not entirely sure I buy. But whatever. Because I'm thinking the guy that he knows wasn't, like, the guy who runs the kitchen. It just seemed to be, one of the line cooks.
Yeah, some guy.
But they do that, and then the next part is that they think that she might be pregnant.
Oh, boy.
Like, they're not married, they already have one kid, but they think that she might be pregnant, so her mom's like, no, no, you're doing the Southie pregnancy test.
Ugh.
Do you know what the Southie pregnancy test apparently is?
No.
Apparently. It is pissing in a cup of Pine Sol.
Yeah.
And if it turns green, pregnant. If it turns blue, not pregnant.
I hate this show.
I haven't even seen it. I hate it.
I don't need to see it. It sounds horrendous and way too forced.
For those wondering, hers came out green.
Oh, fantastic.
So she was apparently pregnant. Her brother and the boyfriend or father or whoever were like sitting on the stairs, and they were sitting at an angle. I guess you could see her feet like through the crack underneath the door.
Yeah.
And her brother's going, "You're doing it wrong. You're pissing on the floor." And I'm just like, oh my God, this is literally the worst thing I've ever seen, but kind of amazing.
I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can bring myself to do it.
Just real super, super bossing.
Dude guys?
Yeah, dude. So, yeah, don't watch it, but I kind of want to talk about it. I kind of want to watch more and just make fun of it.
Maybe I'll watch an episode.
But
for a reference point.
I've been watching some weird reality TV that I want to talk about at some point too. because I need some help trying to figure out if it's real or not. But
yeah.
I don't think it is. All right. This has been But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodella.
I'm Greg DiNicolo.
And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/butyourewrong, or on Twitter at BYW Podcast. You can also find my books, Not My Problem and Work in Progress, on Amazon and other select markets. Check out our YouTube channel. It's under BYW Podcast. We should hopefully have a new video going up there by the end of the week. Am I leaving anything out?
No regrets. And if you do a Boston accent, don't fuck it up, guy.